Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the AHA Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of high-frequency living worldwide. I'm Mari, and we are back for part two of our little mini-series, Vibrational Alignment. We're talking about the 10 indicators that you are in vibrational alignment, and this is part two. So if you haven't listened to part one, I suggest you go back and listen to that and so that you can get caught up. And if you have listened to part two, if you have listened to part one, then you're in the right place, because we've got lots more to talk about on this topic that seems to get everybody kind of freaked out. And that's because it is hard to think in 3D terms about 5D things. Did I say that right? Yeah. It's very hard to think in 3D terms about 5D things. Why? Because most of the time you are inaccurate, especially if you don't understand how energetic infrastructure actually works. And hearing about it on a podcast and dibbling and dabbling in it on Instagram or TikTok is not mastery, right? It's not really getting under the hood of it. It's surfacing it and scrolling in between recipes and cute Frenchies, and I love those Frenchies. Oh my gosh, I get caught up in it too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not anti-social media by any means, but you can't get full nourishment from Twinkies and cupcakes and, you know, donuts, right? You have to get some nourishment. So I'm hoping that I can provide a little bit of that today. But if you're ready to take a deeper dive, I did have registration closed on my masterclass that I'll be teaching starting next week for 5 weeks. It's going to be a one-time class. I won't be teaching it again because I'm really getting it ready for some programming that I'm doing inside the academy. But if you've ever been curious about what it's like to get into that fluency level type of content and take a deep dive and get kind of the whole idea of something, this would be a great way to start. And I did close registration earlier in the week, but I got some emails that some links were not firing and people were getting confused. So I've opened up 3 spots. It will start this coming Tuesday. So if you're listening to this as a replay past March, I don't know. I don't even know what date of March, like 17th, 18th, then just skip it. But if you are listening to this as the podcast comes out and you're hearing this, you probably should be in the class. So you know, if it's coming back around again and it's kind of was in the back of your mind and then you missed it, and this happens all the time, people kind of come in at the last minute, please email me at support@ahamomentsinc.com right away so we can get you a proper link and you can grab one of those seats in the class. It's going to be kind of like a manifesting laboratory where I will be doing some theoretical conversation about vibrational alignment, energetic infrastructure, your manifesting, how to kind of get out of your own way with all of that, because that's really what vibrational alignment is getting out of your own way, excuse me, and then getting really connected to your frequency and kind of getting in there and getting in what I call getting in the pocket, which is if you are not in the frequency of the 5D energy, which is a totally different level of consciousness than 3D, then you are willing it. You are goal setting. You are kind of in the self-helpy kind of version as opposed to the vibrational frequency version of what you're asking for, right? So we're not looking to do project management. We're not looking to do success, you know, self-improvement type of thing. We're looking for frequency-based fluency. Okay, so it's a language. And so in this class, I will be doing, first of all, some, like I said, some theory, but also live guided activations and live guided meditations. So we'll be doing some activations of your 5D frequency just so we can get it a little bit louder so you can see the discernment between your 3D and your 5D and actually start to get kind of your senses familiarized with what 5D feels like. And then we'll be doing guided meditations for alignment and getting yourself, you know, really connected and in the pocket of your desires, which then puts you on energetic infrastructure. And energetic infrastructure has no time, no space, no linearity. So things can kind of drop out of the sky into your lap if you stay out of the way. So we'll be working on getting into a state of non-resistance, the difference between detachment and something, throwing something away. Really some really good stuff, and it's all channeled. So I will be, you know, really in the moment with it, and depending on who's in the class, that's how the channel rolls. So my higher self works with all of your higher selves, and we really, you know, knock it out of the park when it comes to getting fresh content that's really up to the minute, that's really connected not only to the consciousness of the group, but to the collective consciousness and where the earth is operating at this time. Frequency is always moving. The earth is always moving. Things are always upgrading. Things are always evolving. Just like bodies evolve and species evolve, the earth evolves and frequency evolves. So what was working, you know, 2 years ago or 5 years ago or back in 2006 when The Secret came out or back in 1970 or whatever, it's not on the same grid anymore. You know, the grid upgrades. You know, I always used to compare it from like a covered wagon to driving on the Autobahn. Now we can say covered wagon to driving electric cars and to flying cars, right? Like we're really advanced. You know, just think about it. Early 2000s, we didn't even have Facebook. We didn't have social media yet. So, and in the early 90s, we didn't even have the internet per se, but or whenever that started, I can't remember now. I was around, but I don't quote me on my dates. So in any event, it'll be a really fun class. I'm excited about it. I don't normally teach like one-off classes like this that aren't connected to the longer programs in the academy. But if you're wanting a taster, really, really good place to start. And then the other announcement is I have two spots, maybe three, for a package of private sessions with me. So if you're more of a private session person, that's something I really never do unless, I shouldn't say really never do it. I do a few each year, but it's not like a regular, you know, just anytime sign up for, you know, a package of private sessions. And I usually hold those for people who are in the academy as well. But I do have two spots, possibly three. And it's a package of five sessions, I believe. I'd have to look at it. But if you're interested in something like that and you have a particular project you want to work on and you're short on time and you don't want to be in a, you know, more of a mastermind level type of engagement or container, if you will, then you can also just send me an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com. And we can get you more details on that, and we can talk about whether it's a fit and what have you. So I just want to bring that up. And that's, you know, you bring your project to me, and I'll help you out in really getting in there and, you know, both on the physical and the energetic, combining the two and getting it done. All right? So those are the two things for now. And let's get into our topic, which is the second of the 10, the second group of the 10 top indicators that you are in vibrational alignment. So we had the first five were synchronicities, ease and flow, emotional resonance, heightened intuition, and inspired action. And let's get into number six now. So number six is an increased feeling of physical well-being. It is very hard to be in vibrational alignment if you're not feeling well, because the physical mind, the 3D mind, really digs in and says, I'm not feeling well, I'm in pain, and it gets very intensely focused on that pain. And so, or that, you know, malady or feeling under the weather, et cetera. So when you are in vibrational alignment, your body regulates. And it absolutely will start to resonate with the energy of where you're going versus the energy of where you've been. And you want to realize, but you want to remember that the present moment is the really only moment that counts. When we don't feel well, we happen to go way into the past. And we also happen to get afraid of the future. Like, when is this thing going to go away? Can I, you know, and we get kind of really kind of bit down on the present moment, which is not mindful. It's kind of numbing. Right? It's a holding energy. So that keeps you completely out of that higher frequency, that faster frequency of alignment with where you want to go. So when you are in alignment, the well-being, you start to feel a higher sense of vitality. Also, because you're in alignment, you're getting, you know, closer, or you're in alignment, your higher self has more access to your body. You receive more energy because there's less resistance, and your body just starts to feel a little bit, well, a lot more buoyant. You know, it's sort of, you might get a little bit of a sniffle or whatever, but you kind of bat it off. You feel more attracted to better foods for yourself. You might feel more attracted to water. Water is a major conductor of energy and frequency. So drinking a lot of really good water, high quality water, skip the Aquafina and the recycled water, get the good stuff, and pound the water, right? It's an amplifier. You can program your water. You can put a post-it on your water with whatever you're desiring. You can even put vibrational alignment and sort of program alignment water for yourself and drink that. Actually, I haven't said that before. I haven't even said that in my main classes. So, yeah, so there you go. The channel is open. And there's all sorts of things you can do. But when you are looking for that indicator, like, am I aligned or am I not aligned? When you think of your desire, let's say you want a new house. But when you think of the house, if you're in vibrational alignment, your body will feel light and bright and excited and kind of magnetic and wanting to get into that new lifestyle. Maybe you're going to have wonderful amenities, or you're going to have hiking trails nearby, or you're going to be able to ride your bike or walk out of the backyard and go on a horse trail or ride play golf or tennis or whatever it is that you enjoy. And so your body just feels like, it feels lighter, it feels brighter, it feels like, hey, I'm going to go play some tennis now and get ready for the new court at my house and, you know, all that kind of thing. So that physical vitality and that well-being is definitely majorly heightened when you're in vibrational alignment. The next thing that happens is positive manifestations. Okay, so this is what we're all been waiting for, right? But when you are in vibrational alignment, it's not like manifesting isn't the I dream of Jeannie blink or the twinkle of the nose and then poof, something just shows up. Manifesting is a series of breadcrumbs. It comes in a series of breadcrumbs. You'll start to see indicators that what you're desiring is right there. It's just about there. Just about configured. It's just about, you can call it yourself uploaded or downloaded or however you, whatever is best for your mental mind to grasp it for right now. The positive manifestations start to show up. The small ones, if you start to see small things happening, then just pay attention and do not, there's three things you do not want to say. please don't say, oh, that's weird. Or, oh my God, I can't believe it. You want to say, thank you. Thank you. You can say, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting as an invitation. That's weird is a criticism. It's a judgment, and it shoves it away. It shuts it down. If you want to throw yourself out of vibrational alignment really fast, say, oh my gosh, that's so weird. That's so weird. You don't want to say that. You can say, you know, you hear people say, oh, that's so weird. It's so weird. I'm getting goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps. If you're getting goosebumps and you're getting synchronicities and they're feeling like, you know, not your normal way, like that's what a synchronicity is supposed to be. Synchronicity is, you know, they call it a coincidence. You know, some people call it coincidence. If you think about the word coincidence, if you put C-O and then a hyphen, incidence, it's coincidences, to, you know, compatible incidences, coordinating incidences. It really means something's happening from above, from the 5D, and something's happening from the 3D at the same time, so your consciousness can actually grasp and recognize it's being touched by divinity. Co-incidence, two incidents happening at the same time, as above, so below, think the infinity loop. That's synchronicity, okay? So it's not a coincidence the way that, you know, we kind of dumb the word down in the English language of like, oh, it doesn't matter. It matters big time. It's your indicator. It's a built-in indicator. And this isn't something new. This is what you were born with. And this is what I'm trying to say to people, because I'm seeing all over the internet, people are swiping each other's work and taking from the, you know, the teachers of the, you know, who have passed on and trying to make it their own and taking things out of context. And, oh God, it makes me nuts. I'm watching all this stuff. And it's just, you know, the buzzwords, the timeline and quantum jumping and all that. You know, I know Bert, and I'm certified in Silva Method and work with Tony Silva and all these things. I've been around for a long time, so I've seen the evolution. I've lived through the evolution of all this and stuff, early 80s, actually in the 70s too, because my mom was into all this. And, yeah, just trust me. You know, you don't want to tank your vibration. This is not new. Okay, vibrational alignment is not a new, fangled, fad buzzword. It's how frequency works, and you were born with it. So what we want to do is align your physical with your vibrational. Your physical and your frequency, lock elbows and skip on down the path together. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're talking about. What are we aligning to? Vibrational alignment. So first you want to align in your mind. Right? So that you're not pushing away what's coming to you. So positive manifestations will start to show up. It's a major indicator, the number one indicator that you're in vibrational alignment, but they'll show up often in small ways, and you have to say, fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And show me more. Let me at it. Show me more. And if you start to have resistance, because a big sign of resistance is saying, oh, I don't know. I don't know if that really counts. Oh, you know, I saw something like that, but it didn't happen before. Oh, so-and-so had that happen, but nothing really came of it. Oh, that's really weird. Oh, that's really, you know, I don't know about it. You know, we'll see. But let's see if it proves itself even more. I have to see something else. You want to take yourself out of vibrational alignment and keep yourself in what I call a purgatory parallel, where you're just keeping yourself in limbo because of your own resistance, do that. And that's, I see it all the time. I work with, you know, thousands of people on this stuff now. So I see it all the time. And people, your casual words count. Your casual words carry way more frequency than your orchestrated words. So people, you know, I grew up Catholic. You can go to church and sit in a church for, you know, an hour and genuflect and do all that stuff and say all those prayers and everything. And you kind of go through the motions, and you hear, okay, now I'm standing, okay, now I'm kneeling, okay, body of Christ, okay. And you go through all that, and you get out of church, and you go back to your regular self, and you say, you know, something happened, you're like, oh, that was weird. Your that was weird is going to count way more frequency-wise than you saying the rosary with the nuns, right? And walking the stations of the cross, doing whatever you do in your religious stuff. It will always carry more weight. Your casual words, your humor, your self-deprecating humor, that pulls you right out of alignment. So if you're putting yourself down, oh, it never works out for me. You know, that's interesting. Huh, that's funny. That never happens for me. Oh, you need to be saying, OMG, I'm in alignment. It's getting there. It's getting there. Show me more. Show me more. If you see that an open door and something feels like it's lining up for you, you better run through the door. Just run. Don't hesitate. Because that's when you're giving permission for the rest of it to show up. You don't say, oh, yeah, but that's not enough. I mean, yeah, okay, fine. I got $500. I really needed $500 million. Like, don't say that. If money comes to you from a way that you didn't expect, you're saying, thank you, money, show up, come partner with me. I love money. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You know, it's just like if a new love interest texted you and you weren't expecting them to text you and they're thinking about, you know, they're having the courage to say, hey, I was thinking about you, wondering if you want to go to happy hour or you want to go for a walk or something. You don't say, okay, that's very cool that you want to go for a walk, but I'm really like ready to get married and like I'm ready to have two babies and, you know, like a walk, like really? Like you don't do that to somebody you've met that seems really promising and, you know, you're just in the new stages of getting to know this person, not even necessarily have, you know, even you just exchange numbers and you're hoping that you'll hear from that person again. You're not going to like bulldoze them over with all of your big stuff. You're going to be thrilled that they actually thought of you and decided kind of out of nowhere to give you, you know, just shoot a text or the bigger one in these days is make a phone call and say, hey, you know, thinking of you, got some tickets to such and such a thing, would love to have you join me. You know, I say, really? Oh, good God. You know? And so that's what we do with the money, right? You say, okay, this is great, but it doesn't cover this, this, and this. Well, that's pulling you right out of vibrational alignment. That's throwing yourself right under the bus. And you're not vibrationally aligned under the bus. All right? So next thing, since we're on the line of positive manifestations, that's number 7. Number 8 kind of goes hand in hand with that, and that's you start to have more lucid dreams and also daydreams, visualizations. Your energetic senses, those are called the 4 clairs, so clairvoyance is energetic sight. Clairaudience is energetic hearing. Claircognizance is energetic knowing, like I knew within every cell in my body. And clairsentience is energetic feeling, like that gut feeling in your solar plexus. Those 4 clairs are, you're born with them. People try to say, oh, I'm clairvoyant, but I'm not the other thing. No, you're born with all of them. It's just that we happen to have a dominant clair. It's kind of the one we lean into more just naturally because we're not taught this stuff when we're born. So we kind of naturally default, just like you naturally default to left hand, right hand, you know, various physiological things. You're going to naturally default to kind of your default clair until you are educated in how to bring all 4 of them up to an equal level. So that being said, you will start to have these dreams and visualizations. The visualizations will come from those 4 clairs. When your higher self is sending you a message, it's always going to send it first to those 4 clairs, and then it'll trickle into your environment, into your physical body, and then your environment. So it'll come in the 4 clairs. You'll get a vision. You'll hear maybe a word. You'll hear some lyrics of a song. That's a very popular one that happens, especially if people aren't fluent in their energetic languages. And just to get your attention, your higher self is constantly trying to get your attention. I always say this isn't spirituality. This is frequency-based education. It's like your physiology, but it's like your frequency. I should go, oh, that's good. You know, it's like it's how you manage your frequency. Okay? And so your dreams and your visualizations are indicators that you're in alignment. Because when you're in alignment, it doesn't just mean, oh, I'm going to manifest my car. Oh, I'm getting the money for my new house or my boat or my watch or whatever, the man of my dreams. It means that your 3D and your 5D are in sync. Vibrational alignment means that your 3D, your third dimensional reality, and your 5D, your fifth dimensional reality, are in sync. That your energy and your physicality are walking in sync. And so you can swing back and forth like an infinity loop, as above, so below. Or if you turn that infinity loop on its side, so you're like even, you're moving from one parallel to the other. You're able to toggle back and forth between awareness, frequency-based awareness is the primary, and then physical awareness is the primary. And you move back and forth and back and forth. So when I was writing the show today, you know, earlier tonight, I was, you know, figuring out the you know, outline or whatever, and I was multitasking in both 3D and 5D. I'm asking the higher self and the guides and your guides, okay, what is it that everybody needs to hear? And I was also writing out the email and writing up the notes and putting it into the studio and on the platform, on the Blog Talk platform, and doing all the tech. And I was simultaneously hearing from an energetic level, yeah, we want to say this. No, we don't want to say that. Yeah, you said this last time. Yeah, you should definitely announce the privates. You know, no, don't talk about the retreat yet. You know, all that, right? So I'm getting those downloads and that channeling. And then I go into full channeling when I'm on the platform, because now the platform's all set up. So I'm way more 5D right now than I am 3D. Although I'm still watching the time. I'm still, you know, taking a peek at my notes. I'm still going and asking the channel, you know, is this, I'm listening. I'm saying it as they're saying it. I'm adding in things. I'm translating the frequency-based language into physical language so that I can, you know, make it colloquial, you know, modern, so that you can understand it. So there's a lot of things, but I'm in alignment, right, with this task at this point. You are toggling back and forth. I'm toggling back and forth between 3D and 5D at the same time. One of the things that I see people do a lot, and I've had a lot of conversations with my clients in the 5D Academy, is most of the time, and it's a stage, and this is the difference between you getting from awareness that these things exist to actual fluency, that you can like seamlessly move back and forth like what I'm describing. And no, yeah, buts, what ifs, and it's always, oh, yeah, but you're an intuitive, oh, yeah, you've been doing this for a long time, yeah. And you can too, because you're born with all the senses. That's like saying, oh, you can see, but I'll never be able to. That's what that's like. But as you get into this process, okay, it is very important that you stop thinking that your energetic things are different than your mundane things, like your real job versus what you really want to do. You know, there's an energetic component to the job that you have that you don't like. There's a major energetic component to that. And if you can step into that as you're doing the mundane things, that's when you're going to start to get the muscle, the energetic muscle you need to have this vibrational alignment come to pass. So don't feel like you have to wait for the big yoga retreat in, you know, Hawaii on the black sand near the volcanoes, you know, to get to meditate, right? Or to even consider energetic things, or, you know, you're just going frenetically through Facebook or through Instagram Reels and TikTok, and you're just hearing all these snippets and snappets of, you know, oh, God, all, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a little bit of this. Now, there's some really good people for sure, but there's way, 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 way more horrible things and very inaccurate things and like such half pieces and such regurgitation. It's really scary. It's really, really shot up recently. I'm not quite sure what happened. I have to think about that and maybe ask the channel. But as you're going through that in that kind of environment and you're scrolling really fast and your brain, you're taking your brain like in all kinds of directions, and that's fine as a pastime, but it's not nourishing food, right? So you, and you have to make sure that you're not using it for numbing out. Because when you try to numb out and you're trying to escape, that throws you way out of vibrational alignment. Because what it does is it sticks you and you're no longer in the present. Most of the time you're in the past or you're just holding yourself, right? So there's no place for the frequency to flow. So it jams up. And that's when we start to get really out of alignment. So anyway, dreams and visualizations. You will start to have, when you are in alignment, you will start to have dreams that are giving you messages, if especially if you don't know how to channel a person through your personal channeling with your higher self yet. So if your higher self can't, you know, just call you up and have you talk to you, I you know, that's the mainstay of what I teach. Because that is absolutely possible, and it's what should be happening for everybody, because everybody's born with the ability to personally connect and communicate with their higher self. But if you don't have that intact in a working, you know, way, your higher self then really relies on your dreams to get in there in some way, shape, or form, to get more contextual messages to you, to give you some direction. It's a really, really, really hard way to communicate because it's so convoluted with so many things. And it's much easier to consciously channel during your waking day, during your waking state, you with a notebook, you with a recorder, downloading full conversations with your own higher self is way more accurate, way more efficient, and way more beneficial than waiting for dreams. However, if you don't have that and you are getting yourself into good alignment, you will notice that your dreams become more lucid. Your clairvoyance picks up. You'll start to have visualizations of things, visions, and you'll say, oh, wow, I had a vision about that. A premonition type of thing or deja vu type of thing. You start getting those types of things just letting you know you're in alignment. Okay, you don't have to be perfect. Okay. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a fluent channel to be in vibrational alignment with something you're desiring. It's just way more efficient if you are. It's like going to a foreign country on vacation and knowing the language. You go to, you know, China, it's really great to know Chinese. Of course, you know, most places know English, but you can really, if you know, to visit there on vacation and stick to your English is one thing. To live there and have to work there and buy homes there and negotiate contracts there and get the nuances and keep yourself out of harm's way, knowing the language, you're much better off. You're much better off. So that's number 8. Let's move on to number 9. And that is aligned. Let me look at my notes here. Oh, yeah. Aligned beliefs. So here's what happens. When you're in vibrational alignment, you're stopping questioning your beliefs and you're starting to live them, right? So you're starting to take concepts, hunches, considerations, and they move into the belief category in your brain, in your mind, because you're starting to prove them out. They're starting to prove themselves out. So it's very, very powerful, and it's really for tangible manifestations, having your beliefs aligned is really important, right? So as you are stepping into vibrational alignment, you're having these other things going on, what you're going to find is that you want the car and you believe you deserve the car. You don't say, I really want the car, and I'm, you know, universe, give me this car, universe, give me this car. Oh boy, but my 2 cars ago were repoed. I wonder if this one will be repoed too. Like you can't, that's not an alignment of beliefs because you're adding in the past to a desire and you're tanking the frequency on it. So you're pulling it out of alignment. So when you are in vibrational alignment, your beliefs align too. Like I want that car and I'm going to look damn good in that car. Hell yeah, get me the car. Let's go. You know, there's not a lot of doubt. And even if you say, I wonder how I'm going to pay for this car, that doesn't necessarily have to pull you out of alignment. What you can say is higher self, show me the way to pay for this thing. That's what the whole manifesting thing is about, is that the way is made. But if you're constantly doubting it because you're trying to do protective pessimism, which is where we put in some skepticism because, you know, in our society, we get rewarded for skepticism. We get rewarded for hard and fast, you know, answers and intellectualizing and analyzing and analysis paralysising and suffering for, you know, what we want and all of that stuff. And when you're doing all of that, you're in extraordinarily high resistance and you couldn't be further away from vibrational alignment. And then finally, 10 is releasing resistance. Is you will find that instead of you feeling like you're in vibrational alignment with where you're going, what you're really doing is moving into a new parallel where you are already the thing that you're desiring. It's not that you're fixing the current version of you. It's that you're moving to a new version of you. There's infinite numbers of ourselves with multitudes of you. And there's the you that was the bag lady and the you that's the billionaire and all the yous in between. And when you are in vibrational alignment, what you'll find is that you step into that parallel and your whole life starts to change around you and resistance drops away. So let me see if I can describe this in words. Sometimes I'm hearing things so much in frequency terms and I just want to see if I can describe what I just got clairvoyantly in words. Because this is good. This is good stuff. So you move into the new parallel of you, right? So let's say you have this, and you can do this in your notebook. You can write out, you know, your vision of what you'd like to be. But you want to include the entire pie of your life. So you want to include your career, your money, your health, your relationships, your friendships, your spirituality, your recreation, your hobbies, your big dreams, your goals, you know, all of that. And if you have a business, your business goals, you want to put all that together. And you want to say, okay, one of the things I always say in class is when you put in frequency, all boats rise. When you put water in a harbor, all boats rise. So when you put frequency into your vision, if you have all life categories sort of represented, it raises all of those categories. Just like if you tank one category, you kind of start to tank the other ones, right? So you want to start to kind of look at it from the macrocosm, and that's what I was just describing. And when you do, and you can give that a name, we call it, you know, Parisian Mari, you want to go to Paris, you want to do this and that. You can call it whatever you want, but, you know, give it a name so that you have like one symbolic phrase that represents that whole thing, so you don't have to always say, and now in my career section I want this, and now in my house section I want that, and now in the significant other section I want that. Like, you don't have to go through that. You just give it like its own avatar. So you just say, okay, that's, you know, $1 million Mari, or, you know, $1 zillion Betty, or whatever it is, and, you know, beautiful Betty, or, you know, goddess Regina or something, right? So that implies that all of those things that you desire are already so. So that, when you do that, it's an actual parallel. It's an actual version of you that already exists. And guess what? For you to be able to describe all that, you know where it came from? It came from your higher self and your future self dictating to you how she is. It's not you conjuring this up. So you don't have to get in there, conjure all this up, think you're conjuring this all up, and then have to start trying to convince the universe like it's some sort of parent that you need this and you need that and you need this. And if you have that, then you want this. And if you have this, you want that. And trying to convince the universe that you need it your way, in your time frame, in your thing. If you have a vision of yourself, it's because it's coming from that future version of yourself. Okay, and that's where you want to align with. So the alignment, vibrational alignment with her or him, the vibrational alignment is merging into that version of you. That's the alignment. It's not about you sort of perfecting yourself and somehow being perfect, and this thing drops down like, you know, your parents going to give you a cookie if you're a good kid. That's not how it works. So as you step into that new version of you, that avatar version of you, that future self, she's going to help you, or he's going to help you, or they're going to help you move ahead in the parallel so your life starts to configure the way that you wrote it on that page. And it doesn't all happen like in a blink of an eye. It comes in many manifestations, and then you get confidence in those, and they start to come in a little bigger and a little bigger. Generally, one life category might pop off and be like the big thing, and then you get confidence and you're like, oh, and then the other things fall into place because they're interconnected, because when, you know, you put water in the harbor, all boats rise. So you see it when people, I notice this when people are getting, when young kids are getting married, and, you know, the ones that, especially the ones like they go to school and then they, you know, they find their true love and then they get engaged and they're kind of on the whole ladder thing, and the parents on both sides of the family are all excited, and they all of a sudden they contribute to the wedding, and then they get the honeymoon, and then they get the house, and then they both get new jobs, and then they get a car, and there's this is all before the kids happen, right? And that's when everything kind of blows up, because kids make things, you know, interesting and dynamic, and you never know what's going to happen, right? But in the couple stage, you know, you see people go through this, and it seems like when it rains, it pours in a good way, right? It's like, oh my goodness, and she got the job as a nurse, and he got the job as a, you know, a trainer, and the two of them, they got this beautiful house, and all the families rallying. That's kind of like all boats rising, right? So you have that kind of lift, that life lift. You're just going to a whole new vista, and all of your moving parts are kind of moving along with it. And then you get into the vista and you see where you are, get a little grace period, and then you start to have that, okay, where are we going to ascend to next? And as soon as you ask, where are we going to ascend to next, that's when you start to have things kind of seem like sometimes they go awry, because whatever still has to drop away, it's going to drop away. When you're in vibrational alignment with something, if things start dropping away or seeming like they're falling apart, it also can be an indicator that you're actually in process of alignment. So instead of panicking, holding on, and going backwards to the past, if you see something like break away, a job, I just left my hairdresser, didn't even know I was going to do it, and then poof, that whole thing kind of fell apart, and I'm like, in the old days, I would have been like, oh, my God, what am I doing today? You know, the other guy was like, oh, that feels good. That feels lighter. Oh, that's in alignment with everything else I'm doing. Okay, who's next? And, like, in literally, like, 6 minutes in one Google search, I found a great person, and off we go. Moving on. Done. Right? That's how change happens. So something can drop away. Been with the same hairdresser for 7 years, and things fell apart, and okay, see you later, bye. And no problem, no love lost. Replace, done, right? Because it was kind of like brewing in my head anyway the last several months, and just like, you know, and I kept putting off. But you know what? Putting something like that off, when you kind of know inevitably this is not really working anymore, putting something like that off puts you out of vibrational alignment. But when you are in vibrational alignment in one part of your life, then it gets easier to let go of other things, because you kind of want, you know, it's like decorating a room and you get a new sofa. You're like, oh, that sofa's fantastic. You know, now that I have a new sofa, I kind of need a new rug. I mean, well, then, of course, we need some coffee tables. And, well, you know what? If I paint the room, well, what about that plant? Oh, I got to go to Wayfair or whatever furniture store, right? So we want to make the whole room work. So that's what alignment is. And again, it comes in small bits, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then before you know it, you're looking around, you're saying, you know what? I think I'm this avatar that I was visioning. Huh. And you know, I won't get into all the details about how to feel and all that, because I think we're good for today. with show length, but I hope that what you will do is really consider this vibrational alignment as more of a life map, right? It's part of the energetic infrastructure. It's not a buzzword. It's not a fad. You know, it's not something that comes and goes. Whether you decide to pay attention to it or not, it's still required for you to get what you're desiring. So doing it in a conscious way with your consciousness fully engaged and working as a team with your higher self and getting the frequency, understanding the frequency part and actively, you know, recognizing that in frequency, there's no time, no space, no linearity. So how can you incorporate that into your present? When you're in your present, where there is time and space and linearity, can you engage in 5D frequency at the same time? Absolutely. You can say, you get into something, you're like, okay, what am I going to do, what am I going to do? And you can say, I'm going to check with 5D first. I'm going to check with my higher self first and say, what's the most efficient way from an energetic perspective that I can get this done? And your higher self will absolutely eliminate steps if it can. It will get you, you don't have to go through the longest, slowest boat to China. You know, you don't have to go through every, you know, nick and nod of a situation to get to the other side or to be worthy of it. Okay. A lot of time, and I'm actually going to be doing I don't know if it's going to be a class or a radio show, but I'm going to be doing something on worthiness soon. It was starting to bubble up today. So anyway, just, I know it's a little random, but yeah, just flipped through my head as I'm looking at the time. So, all right. If you'd like one of the three spots that I reopened for our vibrational alignment class, which starts on Monday, it'll go for 5 weeks, 5 Tuesdays. It will be recorded, so you will get access to replays if you're in a time zone where the 1 o'clock Pacific time does not work for you, it's 4 o'clock Eastern, then you can certainly take it via replay. I have several people doing that. But it'll be a really good class, and you'll have the guided activations and meditations for yourself. I'm only teaching that one, you know, once, because once I get it recorded, then I don't have to teach it again. So if you'd like to be in on that, that would be awesome. And again, just send me an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com. That's support@ahamomentsinc.com. If you got the email with the radio show, I did not put a link in there because I just want to make sure that it's only three people coming in. So just go ahead and email me. And if you would like to be considered for one of the sets of private sessions so we can kind of get directly into your project, then by all means, email me as well. And we can talk about that too. All right, so we will end with my motto, which is you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in high frequency energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.